Black trans women have a very simple message. Stop killing us.
Stop killing us.
Stop killing us.
Follow the yellow brick road, they say. Just follow it. And also look at the end of a rainbow to find your pot of gold, but don't you dare drive over a rainbow road, you bigot, or you might get charged with a hate crime. And that happened, and it really is going on right now in Canada. But they're not the only ones who are getting charged with criminal activity for scribbling on people's public art projects. This is a brand new pandemic that is shaking and rattling the core of the earth as we fight racism by destroying our history and graffitiing on streets. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more, including the fact that we just gave away half of Oklahoma. Not that anyone cares about Oklahoma, but things are getting out of control. And as always, welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. I want to remind you that this show is made possible by the best coffee company in the world, which is incredible. I'm very happy to always remind you that if you don't drink Black Rifle coffee, according to me, you are not a good person. You're not a good person. Why? Because so many of the other coffee companies are not only disgusting in the way they taste, but they also support terrible causes. But Black Rifle Coffee Company is amazing. They are veteran-owned and veteran-operated, and they have this coffee club, which allows you to not have to go outside and wear a mask. You can get whatever you want ordered to your house or office delivered every single month with free shipping. If you use my code offensive at checkout, go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order. But also, if you're like me, I would join the club as well. Get whatever you want. Coffee rounds, coffee that work for your Keurig. You can use canned coffee, which is amazing when you're on the go, or you can get whole bean or pre-ground. But anyway, check it out. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order today. They are a really amazing company. They support us. They support you. So why not support this show by supporting them? Anyway, let's jump right into this. So everyone's getting in trouble for defacing these murals. All around the country, we are combating racism by painting in the street, because God knows that we can undo the horrors of 18th century slavery by painting in the lines. Not just any lines, on these street lines. But everywhere around this country, it seems like hate crimes are on the rise. As this article from New York Post said, Black Lives Matter mural, it's a mural now, near Chicago was defaced and changed to read All Lives Matter. Because I'll be damned if we ever acknowledge that all lives matter. Because this is America, and you know, bigot, that all lives do not matter, including the unborn, straight people, white people, men, Christians, Ronald McDonald. I don't know. I'll just throw him in there. And maybe the Burger King. But other than that, if you're Black, trans, or disabled, this is your year. So what if coronavirus is around? So what if we're facing race riots and wars? You wheelchair wheelers, you go out in the sun without wearing sunscreen wears, and whatever else, cut off your pee-pee people, this is your time. It's now. But for those of you that want to deface art projects, it's not your time, because this is a real serious problem. It is now considered a hate crime to paint over someone's painting on the street. This is going to get kind of crazy. There's actually somebody who's doing this, and I want to bring this up before we jump into this. There's this Martinez, California. Today, the Contra Costa County District Office charged Nicole Anderson, 42 years old Martinez resident, and David Nelson, 53 years old Martinez resident, with three misdemeanor counts, including a hate crime. Guys, I know this is low resolution, but this is all I could find on for this. For their alleged actions on Saturday, July 4th, when defendant Anderson covered up a Black Lives Matter mural with black paint. Nelson directly aided in the alleged criminal conduct. This incident was captured on video by witnesses. Down on the bottom, track with me there, it says, if convicted, both defendants face up to a year in county jail. The alleged offenses are exempt from a specific bail amount due to the current county bail schedule in light of COVID-19 pandemic. Really yikes, guys. Big yikes. We're in a state where we've gotten so mad that, number one, do I think you should paint over a Black Lives Matter mural? No. I don't know why they're popping up everywhere faster than herpes does during college student spring break trips, but I do want to point out the fact that there is this new growing movement where we think that people are going to stop being prideful jerks and thinking they're better than other people by taking down monuments, destroying statues, and most importantly, drawing pictures. Because arts and crafts are such a good way to fight the wrongs of the past. Find that out by going on any Indian reservation. They have arts and crafts stores everywhere, a way to do a lot with the land that you were given. We're going to get into all that in a second. But there's a new road that's, a new mural that's popping up in New York. Good thing New York, by the way, which I'd like to bring this up, which has seen a 130% increase in shootings in June. This article says that gun violence in New York City spiked significantly during the month of June compared to the same time last year, according to NYPD's monthly crime briefing. Between June 1st and June 30th, there has been a 130% increase in the number of shooting incidents across the city. And because of that, you would think that we would start to realize that this whole defund the police idea and stopping stop and frisk is probably bad. What is Bill de Blasio doing with his friends in New York to combat this increase in crime? He's doing exactly what you expect him to do and what I'm glad he's doing and what you need to thank him for doing. He's painting a Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower. Hell yeah, we did it, guys. We beat the system. Check this out. It's really good. No social distancing here. For those that are my, these are my blind viewers that are audio only. Check it. You're going to have to just imagine what it looks like to see a white guy not social distance and push a stick on the street. Don't you just love the dubbed in audio? Like, nobody's saying Black Lives Matter. It's like supposed to be inspirational. You got the music and we're painting a mural in front of Trump's tower. So as he sits in his billion-dollar tower and looks down, he sees the road. And while him and his racist friends continue to think we got the country, we're going to return it back to the place of Klansmen and nooses made out of dough in our Jimmy John's restaurants. That's what that really happened. I'm going to change my ways as he stares and he gazes and sees, wow, I didn't realize until today that Black Lives Matter. But unfortunately for New Yorkers, because of the amount of traffic in and around the area, you'll probably just see a bunch of cars that are being driven by smelly people. Mostly first-generation immigrants. Not that there's a connection between first-generation immigrants and smelly people, but there is a connection between cab drivers and smelly people. I don't know what that is. Just buy some BO. That should be part of Uber and stuff. Does this car smell weird? I don't want to drive in it, but I'll still take that ride. Because anyway, Black Lives Matter, so do immigrant lives also matter. And thank God that we were able to accomplish that in such a little bit of time. But you guys, while he was painting that, guess what else happened in New York? Whatever this is, and I have to go to this. I have to play this play by play. Let me go to the beginning of this video. This is such a weird video. It's so confusing, and it hurts my head to an extent that I don't even understand. It's so strange and so bizarre what's going on that we think that we are combating hatred through painting. Meanwhile, real hatred is on the streets, and it doesn't appear to be being committed by the KKK or anti-Semites. I think this is a black trans person, which we all know this, it couldn't be, because not only can black people do no wrong, but trans people can't either. Can we just watch what this is? This is what happens in New York. No! Okay, so I have to stop it there. I don't know what's happening. I think this guy got pushed off of his bike. And then this gay guy, presumably, I hope he's gay, because, man, those shorts are pretty bad. He's trying to help this person. This isn't funny. He's trying to help this person who's been pushed off of a bike. And this, what appears to be a black trans person is now fighting this other guy. And watch, it just gets weirder. You thought this isn't the weird part.
Away from Man, you got the key. You can change. I'm gonna give you one last chance.
Man, fucking kill him, motherfucker. Come on.
Okay, you notice that while crime's being committed, everyone starts yelling, call the police! Call the police! Yes, you do need the police, but they're not coming because your mayor, de Blasio, is not only trying to defund a portion of the police, he's too busy painting a mural down the street that supports an organization that wants to disband the police altogether. Good on you, de Blasio. While your citizens are seeing that 130% strike, increase. Everyone's calling for the police when a crime gets committed, but they're not there. Now, watch. She says, you have the key, and this gets weirder. Okay, so she robs him, steals his wallet, and his shoes. Which is a total weird thing to do, to just rob somebody's shoes. Totally bizarre. Just strange. Watch as this trans person, I think, puts on the shoes and then starts fighting this woman who's really cool. This is the Karen we all need. That's the part. Can we go back there real fast? So this person, this Tina the trans, whatever we want to call them, the T person, do you see this? They start fighting this person. Boom. Hits a girl. Not okay. First of all, hate crime. The black person hits a white person. No one cares when a white person is hit by a black person, by the way, because if you're white, you don't matter. And anyway, that's the weird caveat, right? So when white people move into neighborhoods, they get blamed for gentrifying the neighborhood, aka making the neighborhood nicer, which to me is almost racist that you associate white people moving into a neighborhood with making the neighborhood nicer. And then you get mad at the white young people and say that they are making your neighborhood better, which is evil. And there are signs all around Los Angeles that do say to fight gentrification. So that's a weird concept in and of itself. But then when you get mad at the white people in the neighborhood and you tell people that they have to keep it bad and let it go downhill, they leave the neighborhood and then you get mad at them and call it white flight. And that's because, guys, moral of the story, white people don't matter. And if there's a problem, it's your fault. And if you defend white people, you're a white nationalist or a white supremacist because you're not allowed to defend them. So that's the boat we're in, guys. that's the boat we're in. But this person learns their lesson. I don't care what color you are. If you're an a-hole and you're hitting a woman, this deserves to happen to you. Boom. Oh, I love that. That should be a meme. I'm really happy about that moment right there. You know, if you're an idiot, you're going to get attacked. And that's what this whole movement against the police and everything should really be about. It should be about fighting hatred. Whether you're a police officer, a black trans person robbing a man in the street, or you're just a regular citizen who doesn't see color. If you're not a good person, do better in your own personal life. But also, if you don't want to do better, you have that freedom in this country. And I wish we would realize that people have the freedom to be a-holes. But you don't have the freedom to hit someone in the street. And for that, we give that man the Slightly Offensive Medal of Honor. Slightly Offensive Medal of Honor, which means nothing and doesn't exist until today. Congratulations, you're the first recipient. And I do want to get into more of this. And I want to talk a little bit about some crazy stuff, including the fact that actors cannot act anymore. And this movement is coming to a point where we've given away half of a state in the Supreme Court. It's really crazy. You don't want to miss it. But I do want to remind you guys that one of the biggest areas that I think that we all can struggle in is trying to figure out if you have the right car insurance, the right home insurance, and you don't know if you're getting the best rate. But there is this company that's absolutely incredible. And so it's called Gabby. Now, if you go to Gabby and you click on it, you right now can find out if you have the best rate on your home or auto insurance in just a few minutes. When you go onto this website and you type in just a few simple questions, you're able to find out not only if you have the best rate in where you stand, so you basically should just go there to figure that out. But if you want to save money, you can compare rates of the major companies that are out there. Some of the major companies, obviously, we know of, like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. Those are all incredible companies, but Gabby can find out how you can get the best deal right now. And so I want you to go there right now, gabby.com/offensive. You can check out to see if you're getting the best rate. That's what I did, and I found out that I'm actually spending about $600 a year more than I should be if I actually switched my company, but I'm locked into a contract. So I wish I would have visited them first. Anyway, it's totally free. Go check your rate. There's no obligation at all. Let's go to gabby.com/offensive to find out if you have the best home or auto insurance rate today. I really encourage you to check it out. But let's jump right into this. So essentially what I want to bring up is that with all the madness and all the murals that are there, some more things are happening.
I
don't want to go there. Sorry. That was the black trans person. But there is somebody who is possibly getting arrested for driving over a rainbow crosswalk. So you thought Black Lives Matter murals were the thing. They are now painting crosswalks. And people are getting mad that people are leaving skid marks on a rainbow crosswalk. Well, investigators would like to speak with the driver responsible for defacing a recently installed Pride crosswalk at 16th Street and Equitmalt Avenue. If you have information, please call this number. I'm not encouraging you to call that number and leave a ridiculous message because I wouldn't do that. But if you want to do that, I can't stop you. Anyway, we are being trapped as people into all committing hate crimes. Because now, as they shove their ideologies and their doctrines down our throat like a giant unwanted dildo, and yes, it's graphic, but that's how it feels, just right in the back of the throat. They make you accept their agenda. And I'm not against, everyone wants black people to have a better life. Everybody wants gay people to be able to live freely and do their thing. But here's the thing. Black Lives Matter is not an organization about black lives. It's a militant neo-Marxist radical extremist, I would even say domestic terrorist cult that seeks to impose far-left ideologies and destroy our country. And the LGBT community is an activist group that has been overtaken by far-left radical militant agenda that wants to sexualize our children, normalize degeneracy. And as you shove it down our throats, you put us into a position where people aren't going to be happy. And they're going to leave skid marks. Next thing you know it, as we found out this for the first time ever, there are racist skid marks. They're going to be making public toilets out of rainbows and then getting mad at us for leaving skid marks there. And if you ate Taco Bell anytime in the hours before you use that toilet, I will guarantee you will leave some racist skid marks. It's disgusting, but it's true. But companies shove it in your throat. For instance, McDonald's, while they're not killing you with diabetes, they're advertising to you something worse than a McDouble. This is the whole damn menu. Check out this commercial that McDonald's reminds you that why you probably don't eat there.
I'm Amara Jones, founder of Translash Media. In this Black Lives Matter moment, black trans women have a very simple message. Stop killing us. We can't expect others to care about us more than we care about ourselves. We're all free, or none of us is.
Yeah. By the way, to my listeners, I just want to remind you, please stop killing black trans people. Stop it. I know you're thinking, but I was going to go do it tomorrow. Well, McDonald's reminded you. You know when you're sitting there on your couch, you're watching Tucker Carlson, and then you get that idea that you're going to go kill a black trans person, but then a food company that creates food that you only order drunk at 2 a.m. on Uber Eats tells you don't go kill black trans people, and you go, I'm so glad you made that commercial because I would have just killed a black trans person if I didn't get a fast food company lecturing me about something that I would never have done. And that's what's happening today is they're acting like we're all just criminals. So whether you leave a skid mark on a crosswalk or you paint over a mural, which is essentially graffiti on graffiti, both people should be arrested. You're all criminals. And that's what racism has been boiled down to now. We are such a not racist country that fighting racism is destroying statues, renaming corporate brands, putting fat black trans people in food commercials, and telling America to not kill them. I would say we're doing pretty good for ourselves, if that's as far as we are. But you know, the reason why this continues to happen is because it's sponsored. I want to say the reason why we're getting this and it's continuing is because corporations are promoting it. They're profiting off of it. But also, there's this insane video that came out to where you would expect the government, somebody would come out and say something. But you saw de Blasio sponsoring it. We found out that the Democrats actually are loving the chaos. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi said when she was asked about the monuments being destroyed.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes.
Okay, I don't even want to listen to the rest of it. She was asked whether tearing down statues should be done by the mob. And she said, oh, people are just going to do what they're going to do. Well, why is it that people just do what they are going to do when they burn down cities? But when they paint over a Black Lives Matter mural, then that's not them just doing what they want to do. That's a hate crime. And that's where you see selective justice coming at play. They talk about it. They defend the criminals and then they criminalize non-criminal activity. We are living in a clown world. It's getting crazy. And just when you thought 2020 was getting better, it's not really. Check this out. I want to get to this. So this is a real thing. If you didn't hear about this, the Supreme Court just ruled broadly that a swath of Oklahoma is Native American land for the purposes of federal criminal law. Today, technically yesterday, the Supreme Court was able to, they ruled in this case, I'm going to summarize this to you, I'll read this to you, but I'll summarize it afterwards, that the Supreme Court said Thursday that a large swath of eastern Oklahoma, including Tulsa, is Native American land for the purpose of federal criminal law. Justice Neil Gorsuch penned the 5-4 opinion, joined by the liberals on the bench. Today we are asked whether the land of these treaties promised remains an Indian reservation for purposes of federal criminal law, said Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Donald Trump. Because Congress has not said otherwise, we hold the government to its word, he said. Under the law, crimes involving Native Americans on reservation are under federal, not state, jurisdiction. The unique case represented the opportunity for the Supreme Court to weigh in on the limits of tribal sovereignty. So what happened was there was this guy who molested a 4-year-old. He got charged with the molestation charge. These keep saying he was a rapist. He wasn't a rapist. He was a child molester, okay? A vicious child molester, and he was Native. And he got charged for the crimes, and he wanted to get out of the crimes, saying that he committed them on Native land, therefore he's not under state prosecution. Today, the Supreme Court agreed, well, the liberals agreed, and then Gorsuch betrayed the United States people, that the entire western part, including Tulsa, of the country, I mean, of the state of Oklahoma, is actually Native land, which then brings up confusions of prosecution and whether people are now safe in places like Tulsa if someone can rape their kid, get away with it, and not seek the same prosecution. And you wonder, well, aren't you being a little bit facetious? Aren't you being like pointing this out that why would changing and acknowledging that the western part of Oklahoma is now Native land cause any problems? Aren't these just great people? This is where you get to the weird articles. You know, Indian reservations are not safe. This article from USA Today even says that 1 in 3 American Indian and Alaska Native women will be raped, but survivors rarely find justice on tribal lands. It says here, let me exit out of this and make that a little bit smaller. Over the course of an 18-month investigation into prosecutions of sexual assault on tribal lands, Newsy reporters uncovered breakdowns in the federal and tribal criminal justice systems so severe that sexual perpetrators often received minimal or no punishment and survivors were left with little justice. So obviously everyone talked about giving this land back to the natives. So when we gave it to the natives and we give them their lands, you have an increase in rape and you have an increase in molestation and a lack of prosecution. Now, I'm not against, you know, this idea that we've had to figure out ways to try to make up for the total, complete conquering of this country, which we did really well, and a lot of terrible things happened in the process that we aren't proud of, but they did happen, and we can't erase them. When we gave the land back to the natives, we see that they end up are not exactly as developed and wonderful as people say. They go, this is stolen land. Well, that stolen land, when we take it, we actually prosecute rapists. We prosecute child molesters. So if you want to give this land back to the natives, that's fine. And the Supreme Court now did it. But you have to realize that in these areas, you can't negate the fact that there is a lack of respect for Western, I don't know, law and order and civil customs. So how do you fight for natives and women at the same time? You can't. Because while fighting for one, you then put women at risk. So where do you land? Do children getting molested matter to you? Because it does to me, and it's not good. Do women getting raped matter to you? It should. But apparently here it doesn't. And that's where this is just crazy. I'm not even joking, guys. It's such a weird world we're living in. It's absolutely astronomically insane that the Supreme Court ruled to give the land and recognize its jurisdiction as sovereign to the people. Although there will be shared jurisdiction with the Oklahoma government, apparently, according to the article. But that's where we're at today. That's where we're at. That's what's going on. That is what's going on. And you know, but I'll tell you this. I want to end with this amazing quote as this one Twitter user wrote. I'm so glad for Twitter, by the way, because this is how we fight racism. This person that wiggles in lines says, the car is gone. This is in regards to the skid mark on the rainbow crosswalk. The car is gone. The paint remains. The rubber will fade away. Pride can't be touched. Not even this way. Don't be angry at anger. It doesn't know it's angry. Well, thank you, Wiggles and Lions, to remind us, like we all knew, a skid mark is not a racist hate crime. Neither is painting over a Black Lives Matter mural that represents a Marxist extreme agenda. You do not have to support the LGBTQ community to support your friend who might be gay or have a different sexual orientation, because you know there's a difference between an individual with sexual freedom and an entire movement that's seeking to destroy the culture of this country, which I won't shy away from. Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive. Please always remember, if you love this show, it's available audio only on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you made it this far, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts right now in the links. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And it helps me out because it makes the show look like to my bosses that it's doing better than it is. Anyway. Also, please consider supporting the show. Comes out 2 hours earlier, and there's going to be extended content always in the future at blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah to get $10 off. If you want to know exactly how do I really support the show other than the ads, going there is more important than ever. You get access to me, Crowder, and a lot of other people. Anyway, have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.